lower, brushing her hips, inching closer. He smacked the gloves against his palm. "The five-year-old in question," he said, eyes lighting at her startled expression, "loves ruffles, ponies, and all things princess."
"Focus," she scolded herself. "Flowers. Sounds like she would love pink roses."
"Pink roses. Excellent suggestion, Ms. Masterson," he answered with a whisper and a glance at her name tag. "That's exactly what I thought, but Grandma thought wildflowers."
"Based on what you said, the roses. Definitely pink roses."
"We'll take a dozen." His blue eyes were steady on hers, and she leaned closer as his voice dropped further. "How about you, Ms. Masterson? What type flowers do you like?"
"I'm not really a flower type girl."
"Really?" She shrugged.
"I guess it comes from working with them all day."
It wasn't that she didn't like flowers, she just didn't like getting them from men. In her opinion, there were plenty of other more romantic gifts.
"Daniel,"
his grandmother said,
"have you decided on something?"
He winked at Julie. "We're going with pink roses. She's guaranteed to love them." After they left with the roses, Julie tried to decide what it was about him that made her react the way she did. He had a breezy confidence about him, but a lot of her male customers did. There was something, though, about the way he moved that seemed somehow more.
"They leave?"
Sasha asked, returning from the back office and running her fingers through her dark, spiky hair.
"Yeah, and you were wrong. He wasn't trying to get into anyone's pants. He was buying flowers for his niece."
Sasha flipped through the day's receipts.
"Daniel Covington doesn't have to try to get into anyone's pants. Women just drop them at the mere sight of him."
Julie looked up from the new arrangement she had been working on.
"You know him?"
It really shouldn't have surprised her. Sasha knew everyone. It was one of the reasons the shop had been so successful. Julie was the business-minded one, Sasha the people person. Or maybe she had dated him. Sasha was known for her ability to run through men like tissue paper. Every other month it seemed she was on the arm of a new guy. New and improved, highly disposable. But certainly Julie would have remembered Daniel.
"I don't know him, she said. "But I know of him. He's the senior vice president of Weston Bank,
second largest bank in Delaware." That certainly explains why he didn't blink at the cost of a dozen pink roses in January.
"Wealthy and good-looking," Julie said with a sigh. "The universe is so unfair."
Sasha's head snapped up.
"Not you, too."
"Not me, too what?"
"Wanting to drop your pants for Daniel."
Julie picked up the flower she'd been trimming and twirled it between her fingers, trying not to remember how she had imagined Daniel's hands and what they'd feel like on her body.
"I don't want to do any such thing. What's it to you, anyway? You're always telling me to get out more." "I didn't mean with him." "Are you telling me I'm not good enough for the senior vice president of Weston Bank?"
She pointed the flower at her friend.
"Don't make me come over there."
She added the last as a joke, but in reality, she was just covering the hurt at the suggestion she wasn't good enough for someone like Daniel. Hurt, yes, but there was also anger at her friend. How dare she insinuate she couldn't date an executive? Besides, who was Sasha to judge? It wasn't like she had a stellar record with the opposite sex.
"I'm just telling you, you're not compatible. And I thought you didn't know him."
"I don't," Sasha said, in the tone of voice that told Julie the topic wasn't up for further discussion. Julie tried to decide if she wanted to push it. What did Sasha know about Daniel that made her so certain they weren't compatible? She wondered again for just a second if they had dated.
"Doesn't matter anyway," Julie finally said. "He just came.